I chose the words of reflection today as a way of including another group that is a part of this community and unfortunately a part that faces often really lack of acceptance, sometimes violence, and that's the transgender community. This is a poem by Dr. Gwendolyn Howard, who's a Unitarian pastor and a clinical sociologist and a trans woman. It's called The Invisible Woman. Behind a facade, I hid my soul. I feared what others would say, and I feared what I knew to be true. But I heard you singing in four-part harmony that everyone is beautiful, and I hope that everyone included me. I wanted to join your song. I wanted to raise my voice with yours. And that's when I discovered that everyone doesn't mean all. You told me to be silent. You told me to go back into the shadows. You told me to disappear again. You said that it was best if my soul remained hidden. Did I have some hideous power to harden the order of creation into ugliness? That is what I heard you say. I believed you. I believed you each time. And then I began to sing. A small voice at first, shaky and tentative. It was a small voice that could not, would not stop. As my own music slowly crescendoed with confidence, my hymn soon rang out. Enough, enough. I will step into the sunlight. I will sing myself. The song of my soul will be heard. Though I could never raise my voice in your chorus, you can now join my choir of glorious harmonies. And as I have been freed, so might you find freedom also. It is not an easy freedom. It is born of pain and experience, of innocence and hope. But it is a divine crescendo. Yet your tune can only begin if you believe that I am just as beautiful as anyone, and that we are just as beautiful as each other.
Every long journey is made of small steps, is made of the courage, the feeling you get when you know it's been waiting for you. The journey's the only thing you want to do. We cannot know what you go through or see through your eyes. We will surround you, the pride undisguised, in any direction, whatever your view. You're taking our love there with you. Every long journey begins with a dream, a spirit with courage to make it all real. The dream has been calling to you. The dream is the only thing you want to do. We cannot know what you go through or see through your eyes. We will surround you, the pride undisguised, in any direction, whatever your view. You're taking our love, taking our love, taking our love there with you.
And even though there are groups who accuse the LGBTQ community of having an agenda, we haven't managed to come up with an anthem. The song that Carla just sang is by Ann Reed, who was one of the singers who was there to encourage, starting back in the early 70s. So just As a little bit of a disclaimer, again, if we talk about the time period from 1969, which has been used to mark the last 50 years from Stonewall, there's a lot of celebration or commemoration, not necessarily celebration, going on around 50 years after Stonewall. If we look at this period of time, it's not just 5 decades. The experiences that people who are part of the LGBTQ community have had are unique and individual. And I would be foolish, we would be foolish, to try to generalize the experiences that we have had, Carla and I, during our 36 years of friendship, our 20 years of partnerships, because basically we're two dykes from the Midwest. And that is our experience. And so what I've tried to do with words and Carla is doing with songs is bring together some of our experiences, which of course we found meaningful, and bring together observations of groups that we're not a part of. So yes, there are huge holes in what we are presenting because it's impossible in the space of 20 minutes or an hour or a week or even a semester to bring this experience in as fully as one would if one really wanted to study it. So what you will see, hopefully, are some experiences maybe that you can relate to on some level. Some of you maybe more than others. But think about going back in the early 70s. Think about a community that, by and large, had to hide. People who had to keep secrets from their family, from their parents, from their employers. People who felt very isolated. And sometimes people who, within the world of their imagination, had to act out an experience that in reality they couldn't. Secret crushes from afar. Unrequited love. Those were some of the more positive aspects. Fear of parents. Fear of for people in the community who heteronormal marriages only to find out that that was a mistake. Sometimes after children were around, having to go through the angst of separation, the fear of losing children, the fear of losing status, the fear of losing jobs. It was a time that had both joy and risk and all of the negativity that goes with risk. We've chosen to focus on some of the more positive aspects with a little medley here that Carla's going to do.
She was a big, tough woman, the first to come along, that showed me being female meant you still could be strong. And though graduation meant that we had to part, she'll always be a player on the ball field of my heart. They say this is the moral of the story. So you just go to any gym class, you'll be sure to see one girl who sticks to teacher like a leaf sticks to a tree. One girl who runs the errands and who chases all the balls. One girl who may grow up to be the gayest of all. She was a big, tough woman, the first to come along, that showed me being female meant you still could be strong. And though graduation meant that we had to part, she'll always be a player on the ball field of my heart.
That one is a little bit straightforward, I would say. This one, I think, is a little more subtle and with good reason.
Someone just came in the door. like no one I've ever seen before. I feel I don't know where you came from. I wish I did. I feel so dumb. I feel your swagger and your bearing and the just right clothes you're wearing, your short hair and your dungarees and your lace-up boots and your keys. Oh, your ring of keys. I thought it was supposed to be wrong, but you seem okay with being strong. I want your so. It's probably conceited to say, but I think we're the same in a certain way. Your swagger and your bearing and the just right clothes you're wearing, your short hair and your dungarees and your lace-up boots and your keys. Oh, your ring of keys. I know you. I know you.
So part of the isolation was you had to employ something that some people referred to as gaydar, because we couldn't ask. We couldn't speak certain words. So there was code, there was questioning, and hope that here's a person I can relate to. Here's a person like me. And that was a part of this time. Sometimes we were able to find people like us in multitude. More common in the Midwest, the 1970s brought a phenomenon of women's festivals. Now, women was code for lesbian, because we couldn't say the L word, bad word. So these gatherings would bring together thousands of lesbians for a week at a time. The most famous probably was the Michigan gathering that went on for, I think recently it ended, but went on for almost five decades. The gathering that Carla and I knew a little bit more intimately was National Women's Music Festival, also code, where for a week in the summer, 5,000 lesbians took over the University of Indiana. Indiana University, sorry, in Bloomington. And we had music and we had workshops and we had camaraderie and we had normal. We could be. We didn't have to look over our shoulders. We didn't have to hide. And it was a wonderful time. The singers would come and they would sing songs that reflected our experiences. And they would sing songs that let us know we weren't the only one, that there were others like us, and it was okay to be who we were. And if you've never been in a situation where you felt the odd person out, you may not understand how affirming it is to finally be someplace where you could be who you were. And it was just accepted. You were like everyone else there. So we could pretend that this was the world for a week. And I will tell you, reentry was a bitch. Going back was very hard. One of the people who came in and sang for us was Chris Williamson. And Carla's going to give you a sample of one of her songs.
The tender lady has sadness in her eyes. She sees the fallen hopes, the loneliness and lies. Tell me, have you something to ease her pain? Why not give her happiness and peace again? Music, oh, sweet melody, won't you draw her close to you and comfort her? Yes, comfort her, please comfort her for me.
But love. Love for those of us who were fortunate enough. Love was a miracle to find. A joke of the time, and this again is coming from a lesbian experience, a joke of the time, what does a lesbian bring on the second date? Her dog in a U-Haul. When we fell quickly. Again, Carla has a few samples of some of the love songs that came out of this time. And often these, often we learn these at, and heard these at festivals, and some of the women who came to festivals also toured individually the Midwest. So we were, we didn't know how fortunate we were in terms of being exposed to this music that was very, validating and unifying. But here are some examples.
Each a little different, you'll note.
Imagine my surprise. I love that I have found you, but I ache all over wanting to know your every dream. Imagine my surprise to find that I love you, feeling warm all over knowing you've been alive. What happened last night? Are you really here? Joan, 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 Joan. Oh my God, last night. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, last night. I got so excited. I was too enthusiastic. Thank you for not laughing. Well, you laughed a little bit. At one point when I was touching you and said I might lose consciousness, which you said was adorable, and I just have to trust that you don't think I'm an idiot or some kind of an animal. I never lost control due to overwhelming lust, but I must say that I'm changing my major to Joan. I'm changing my major to sex with Joan. I'm changing my major to sex with Joan, with a minor in kissing Joan. And it goes on until. And my heart feels complete, 'cause I'm changing my major to Jones. Sweet woman, rising inside my glow, I think I'm missing singing to me them soft words, taking me to your secret, letting me this night, staring at me. Oh, the warmth surrounding me just won't let me be a little passage of time till I hold you and you'll be mine, sweet woman, rising so fine. A little passage of time till I hold you and you'll be mine, sweet woman, woman, rising so fine. A little passage of time till I hold you and you'll be mine, sweet woman, rising so fine, rising so fine, rising so fine. Sweet woman.
I suppose since this is the section on love, I should admit that I fell in love with the singer. Big time. Okay. Now, one of the experiences that wasn't our experience but needs to be included here was that of guys. Secrets and love and festivals was kind of a lesbian thing. Gay guys had their own experiences, and I know a couple weeks ago Brian told you about his experience, so you've had a lot of story about his particular life and experience. But we tried to find some songs that were generally reflective of things that gay guys were doing during this period of time. Disco, dance, sometimes drama, and drag were part of the gay experience. And those are the experiences that lend themselves to songs. So Carla's going to give you a little sampling of those experiences that were not our own, but observations.
I am what I am. I don't want praise. I don't want pity. I bang my own drum. Some think it's noise. I think it's pretty. And so what if I love each sparkle and each bangle? Why not try to see things from a different angle? Your life is a sham till you can shout out, I am what I am. It's raining men. Hallelujah, it's raining men. Amen. I'm gonna go out. I'm gonna let myself get absolutely soaking wet. it's raining men. Hallelujah, it's raining men. Every specimen, tall, blonde, dark and lean, rough and tough and strong and mean. Oh, it's raining men, yeah. Young man, please, there's no need to feel down. I said, young man, pick yourself off the ground. I said, young man, 'cause you're in a new town and there need to be unhappy. Young man, there's a place you can go. I said, young man, when you're short on the dough, you can stay there. And I'm sure you will find many ways to have a good time. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. They have everything for you men to enjoy. You can hang out with all the boys. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. You can get yourself cleaned. You can have a good meal. You can do whatever you feel.
So the fun times didn't exactly come to a halt, but they were certainly impacted in the early 80s when we started seeing evidence of a virus that no one quite understood, but seemed to be more prevalent among men who had sex with men. Injectable drug users, people who got transfusions because the blood supply then wasn't as safe as it is now, these were also cases that began to show up. But no group of people was so ostracized, so punished, as gay men. There were pastors who raved and ranted from their pulpits that this was God punishing people, punishing gay men for their behavior. The government, the U.S. government, was very, very slow to respond with funding for research to try to figure out how this disease was transmitted and to find not a cure, but at least a treatment that allowed people to live longer than sometimes as short as a year once they were diagnosed. Families rejected sons who were sick. Sometimes families found out at the same time that their son or their brother was gay and they were dying. It was a terrible time. We lost friends. They were here today and gone tomorrow. All kinds of misinformation about how HIV/AIDS was communicated from one person to another created an even greater stigma among gay men. So the song that we chose to sort of encapsulate this experience, it comes from Elton John. It was written by Elton John and Bernie Taupin. It was written right after Freddie Mercury died. And it tells the story of a gay man coming to terms with his own death and trying to form a bridge back to his father.
Yesterday, you came to lift me up as light as straw and brittle as a bird. Today, I weigh less than a shadow on the wall, just one more whisper of a voice unheard. Tomorrow, leave the windows open. As fear grows, please hold me in your help me if you can to shake this anger. I need your gentle hands to keep me calm, 'cause I never thought I'd lose. I only thought I'd win. I never dreamed I'd feel this fire beneath my skin. I can't believe you love me. I never thought you'd come. I guess I misjudged love between a father and his son. Things we never said come together. The hidden truth no longer haunting me. Tonight we touched on things that were never spoken. That kind of understanding sets me free, 'cause I never thought I'd lose. I only thought I'd win. I never dreamed I'd feel this fire beneath my skin. I can't believe you love me. I never thought you'd come. I guess I misjudged love between a father and his son.
The other theme that is important is the activism that came out of this time. And the activism that came out of this time wasn't just focused on promoting rights, additional civil rights for the LGBT community. There was a lot of interconnectedness with rights for other groups, civil rights for other groups. One of the people who was at the forefront of that, who did work in Central America, who did work on racial issues in the U.S., was Holly Neer. Holly is represented in our hymnal and makes it around UU congregations from time to time. Holly Neer was also part of the code that we used back then when we were wondering if somebody was a lesbian. In conversation, we might say, "Do you know Holly Neer?" And if we got a very strange look or a "Holly who?", we knew that we didn't need to go any further with that. The song, "We Are a Gentle, Angry People Singing for Our Lives," was written in 1978 after the murder of Harvey Milk and George Moscone, the mayor of San Francisco. Holly was participating in the candlelight vigils that followed these two murders. And rumor has it that the song almost emerged spontaneously for her, and she taught it to the people who were part of the vigil. And this was the first time it was sung.
170.
Margie Adam was another one of the singers who traveled around and who also went outside of the LGBT community, and she worked very hard with the women's community, the women's movement in the 1970s. And the song that we're going to sing, and this is one that we hope you can join at least on the chorus. This was written to be used at the rallies that were going on around the country to ratify the ERA amendment. This is another connection between the women's groups, which were lesbian groups, and the larger women's community. A lot of the activism for women from our community was in the larger community, in the women's communities.
We shall go forth. We shall go forth. We shall go forth. We shall go forth. We shall go forth from this. We've done, sharing the things we've won. We shall not fail. We shall go forth from this place, willing to open wide, sharing the light inside. We shall all we know for others who are struggling alone, bringing together all we are, offering those who come to find us a way to find us a way to know. We shall go forth from this place, taking with us the pride of knowing we can decide. We shall not fail. We shall go forth. We shall.
So go forth with spirit, go forth with purpose, go forth with activism, but return to this community where kindred spirits live, where all are welcomed, valued, and included. Go in peace, go in joy, go in love, and always go with music.